The state's first and only facility offering acute and long-term psychiatric care for the military held its official opening ceremony in Anchorage yesterday. The Chris Kyle Patriots Hospital is named after U.S. Navy SEAL featured in the film American Sniper, who was killed in 2013 by another veteran. The new facility aims to continue Kyle's work aiding service members. And as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, it comes as healthcare systems serving Alaska's military are struggling to meet demand.
Beneath a tent in the facility's East Anchorage parking lot, politicians and military brass lunch with business leaders that flew in for the opening. But the guest of honor is Taya Kyle, wife of Chris Kyle. She believes the facility's name recognition will guide more service members towards help.
I hope that because Chris was so open about his struggles, it helps them know that the people who want to help them here see them as tough and see them as strong, and that getting help is really just fighting your way back. It's the polar opposite of being weak.
The 36-bed center focuses on acute psychiatric care, up to 28 days of inpatient treatment for PTSD, addiction, and counseling. Most of the staff served in the armed forces and know firsthand the resistance many service members feel towards treatment. Kyle says closing that gap was part of her late husband's work that she wants to see continued.
There are a number of stories of people who probably wouldn't tell a whole lot of people what they were going through, but they would tell Chris because they trusted him to keep it confidential.
The stakes are high. Depending on whose statistics you use, up to 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That figure doesn't account for other symptoms of mental anguish, broken marriages, isolation, or substance abuse. Before a rapt audience, Alaska's top-ranking military officer, Lieutenant General Russell Handy, spoke of a soldier named Gus, stationed at J-Bear, who took his life.
Although all signs at work and at home were that we were improving, we lost him a couple of months ago. As hard as he tried, he couldn't beat the demons that were in his head.
A lot of times our active duty service members in particular prefer not to be in the general population. Some of the issues they have are distinctly different than what you will find in the civilian population.
Dr. Andy Mayo is the CEO of North Star Behavioral Health System, which owns and operates the Chris Kyle Center. It's one of 14 similar facilities designed specifically to address acute mental health needs among service members. The franchise is owned by Universal Health Services, a Fortune 500 company. North Star and UHS are taking advantage of a gap in care amid a rising need.
Knowing the market is really important. I mean, there is no other specialty hospital in the state of Alaska.
Prior to the center's opening in April, active duty soldiers who needed long-term psychiatric care had to either go out of state or be institutionally committed. There are around 73,000 veterans in Alaska, roughly three times the number of active duty military personnel. But less than half of the state's vets are accessing care in VA facilities. So while wait times for mental health treatment are generally low, Albert Wall, director of the state's Division of Behavioral Health, says that's in part because care options are underused.
We know that the need is there, and if everybody that needed that service came out, it would swamp the system and there wouldn't be the availability.
Veterans aren't able to access the Chris Kyle Center for now unless they pay out of pocket. Owing to policy and fiscal changes at a national level, the VA blew past its budget and slowed down referrals to outside providers. The situation has created a bottleneck for veterans trying to access treatment, delaying procedures, and interrupting care that's been routine for years. As it stands, the one payment source still available is a private contractor, TriWest, that's not yet set up to handle insurance at the new center. State officials are optimistic, though, that the issue will be resolved in the months ahead. This is the only facility named for Chris Kyle, and as per an agreement with the family, it'll retain the name in perpetuity, even if it's sold by UHS. Taya Kyle was not personally compensated for the naming rights. However, the company is in discussions over making a donation to either a scholarship or a charitable foundation she oversees. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.